请看诗篇二十三篇。
Please turn to Psalm 23.
诗篇二十三篇第一节。
Verse 1.
主是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。这个描写大卫他对神的一种满足。
The verse 1 describes the satisfaction David has to God.
第二节他使我躺卧在青草地上，领我在可安歇的水边，就是描写他在主里头的安息。
Verse 2 describes his peace in God.
这个安息安静也是现在人们所需的，因为我们在一个忙碌的世代里头。
The peace and quietness is what we need in this busy world.
所以现在这个为什么咖啡店会那么多？
That's why there are so many coffee shops.
我想大概是让大家有个安静的时刻去喝咖啡。
Probably it is because they provide the quiet time for people.
所以有的人就说我们在这个忙碌的时代里要找一个安静的时间。
So people try to find quiet time in busy life.
我们在主里能够享受安息。
In Lord, we are able to enjoy the quietness and peace.
主说给我们的一种答应
This is the promise from God.
来到他这里的人就能够心里得享安息。
Whoever come to Him will have peace.
这次没有什么挂虑神会帮我们解决一切的难题。
God will solve all the problems we have.
第四节第三节。
Verse 3.
他使我的灵魂苏醒，为自己的名引导我走义路这个苏醒就是一种复苏，一种 revive， 一种 return， 就是我们要改变自己。
He will restore our souls.
原来那条是一条圣路，义路。
Because the path is righteous.
那条义路是什么呢
？What is the path of righteousness？
就是死荫的幽谷。死荫的幽谷。
Is the valley of shadow of death？
死荫的幽谷我们刚刚讲过它是我们恩典的一部分，也是人生的一部分。
It's part of the grace from God and part of our lives.
这个主要与我们同在，他的杖、他的竿会安慰我们。
As long as God is with us, His rod and staff will comfort us.
第五节是谈到这个胜利走过死荫幽谷就是胜利的来临。
Verse 5 is about the arrival of the victory.
神会帮我们办筵席。
God will present the feast for us.
那能够对我们有个奖赏，让我们的福杯能够满溢。
So that our cups overflows.
那第六节
，verse six，
就是要持守要保守在神的恩典、神的爱中
We have to hold on to the love and goodness of Lord.
那就是住在神的殿中。
We must dwell in the house of the Lord.
要锁在神的恩惠里头。
Live in the goodness and grace of Lord.
那这里说有句话说，我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我。
All the days of my life, the goodness and love will follow me.
那恩惠不只是这个物质上的恩典。
Goodness is beyond the material blessings.
最主要的是让我们能够脱离罪的辖制。
The most important point is allow us to escape sin.
那一个人没有罪的话
，a person without sins，
那生活都很舒坦，就安舒的日子会来到。
We'll have a comfortable, peaceful life.
那是最大的恩典。
That's the biggest blessings.
因为他与人与神的关系都很好。
Because the relationships with people and with God will be very good.
来，我们看撒母耳记上。
First Samuel.
撒母耳记上第二章。
Chapter 2.
第二章二十六节。
Verse 26. First Samuel 2:26.
撒母耳记上撒母耳记上第二章二十六节。
First Samuel 2:26。
孩子撒母耳渐渐长大神与人越发喜爱他。
And the boy Samuel continued to grow in stature and in favor with the Lord and with men.
那神跟人为什么会喜爱他？
Why men and Lord like him?
这个答案呢是在二十一节。
The answer lies in verse 21.
说神眷顾哈拿，他就怀孕生了三个儿子，两个女儿。那孩子撒母耳在主的面前渐渐长大。
The boy Samuel grew up in the presence of the Lord.
因为在主的面前渐渐长大，所以神跟人都很喜欢他。
Because he grew up in the presence of the Lord, that's why men and God love him.
我们当父母亲的哈，假如神跟人都很喜欢我们的孩子，哇，我们就放心了。
As a parent, we will worry nothing if God and men like our children.
我们很难想象的话，他以后的未来哈，充满着恩典呐，哎，充满着生命力，因为神跟人都喜欢他。
We can imagine his future is full of liveliness and spiritual activity because God and men like him.
所以以后他会充满着机会啊，他机会很多，因为神跟人都喜欢他。
A lot of opportunities lies ahead for him.
那他以后在社会上啊，很好生存啊。
He will have no problem in making a living.
那他为什么神跟人都很喜欢他
？Why does man and God like him？
因为在神的面前呢长大。
Because he grew up in the presence of Lord。
现在很多孩子啊是在电视机面前长大。
Nowadays a lot of kids grow up in front of TV。
在电脑游戏的面前长大。
In front of computer games。
那我们要鼓励我们孩子在神的面前长大。
We should encourage our kids to。Grow up in the presence of God.
那我们看路加福音。
Turn to Luke.
路加福音。
Luke.
路加福音第二章。
Chapter 2.
五十二节。
Verse 52.
路加福音第二章五十二节。
Luke 2:52.
五十二啊。
52.
耶稣的智慧和身量，并神和人喜爱他的心啊，都一起增长。
And Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man.
啊，撒母耳啊，因为在主的面前长大，所以大家都喜欢他，连神都喜欢他。
Samuel grew up in the presence of Lord, therefore Lord and man like him.
啊，那五十二节，那耶稣也是一样啊。
The same as Jesus.
耶稣的智慧和身量，并神和人喜爱他的心都一起增长。
Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man.
因为耶稣有智慧。
Because Jesus had wisdom.
当然耶稣啊，他是从小慢慢长大啊。
Jesus grew up.
因为从妈妈出生他的时候，也是要经过换尿布啊，要用，不知道以前有没有牛奶啊，反正就是要用食物来喂他长大的。
He also needs a diaper and food to grow up.
但是呢，耶稣的智慧呢，也是一起增长。
But his wisdom also grew.
智慧就是知道怎么做啊，怎么办呢？
Wisdom means knows what to do and how to do it.
那智慧从哪里来
？Where does wisdom come from？
我们现在智慧就是要透过一个学习呀，要学习呀。
We gain wisdom through learning.
所以我们的孩子到学校去也是学习智慧的。
Our kids go to school for learning.
因为这个学问啊，人家以前的人呢、把他们经验就写在书上。把他们经验呢、写在书上。
The people write their experience in books.
把他们对于万物的观察就写在书上。
Their observations in the book.
所以我们从那些就得到智慧的。
From the books, we gain wisdom.
我们要鼓励我们孩子要认真读书的。
We encourage our kids to study hard.
也要为主而出来读
，study for Jesus，
要能够为主而出做事
，so that they can work for Jesus，
能够为主而出赚钱
，make money for Jesus，
也能够关心这些教会的比较软弱的弟兄姐妹
，and care for the weak members in church。
所以我们需要智慧
，we need wisdom。
那耶稣的智慧和身量啊增长
Jesus' wisdom and stature grow.
结果人和神都喜欢他。
And in the end, men and God like him.
啊，这个是神的恩惠啊。
This is God's grace.
所以神的恩惠啊，并不一定说啊，在物质上，在这个可以用金钱衡量的物质上来取得。
God's grace is beyond the material that is measurable.
在神的面前长大。经常参加聚会读经祷告也是在神的面前长大。
Attending sermons, study Bibles is part of the grow up in the presence of Lord.
同时学习智慧。
At the same time, learning and gaining wisdom.
像主耶稣在十二岁的时候也是在学习呀。
Such as Jesus did.
我们大人也是在学习呀。
We all do that.
不能够停止学习呀。
We should not stop learning.
有些大人啊，他们还很喜欢学习，就到那个成人学校在读书。
A lot of adults go to adult school to learn.
那最主要的是在属灵的智慧上增长，这个更重要啊。
More important is gaining the wisdom in spirituality.
因为那个能够让我们得救。
Because that leads to salvation.
所以神的恩惠啊，就会随着我们。
Therefore, God's grace will follow us.
我们请看。哥林多前书
First Corinthians
哥林多前书第十章
First Corinthians 10
哥林多前书第十章第十章第四节
Verse 4 First Corinthians 10:4
前书十章的第四节
First Corinthians, chapter 10, verse 4.
也都喝了一样的灵水，说喝的是出于随着他们的灵磐石，那磐石就是基督。
And drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank from the spiritual rock that accompanied them, and that rock was Christ.
当在旧约时代啊，因为以色列百姓出了埃及以后
，After Israelites left Egypt,
那他们在旷野有些时候找不到水喝啊。
In the wilderness, sometimes they could not find any water to drink.
那神就叫摩西说啊，你拿着你的杖哈，那击打磐石，磐石就会出水。
God asked Moses to use his rod to strike the rock.
他们就喝那个水啊。
And they drank the water coming out from the rock. In the New Testament.
因为旧约时代是一个什么字义啊，就是都是按照文字来解释，可是到了新约时代是灵义来解释的。
In the Old Testament, we explained Bible literally, but in New Testament, we explain Bible spiritually.
所以啊，在旧约时代，就是把那个水再加上一个灵啊，叫灵水啊，把磐石再加上一个灵，叫做灵磐石，就这样子的。
So in Old Testament, we add a spiritual in front of the rock that becomes spiritual rock.
这个神就不同啊。
That's the difference between the Old Testament and New Testament.
那他说啊，所喝的是出于随着他们的灵磐石，那灵磐石就是基督。
The spiritual rock is Christ.
那基督啊，就经常随着他们。
Christ was with them all the time.
基督啊，就随着我们。
Likewise, Jesus was with us, is with us now.
那我们看旧约时代约瑟，旧约时代约瑟。
In Old Testament, Joseph.
约瑟他很可怜啊。
He had a miserable life.
他十几岁的时候就被他哥哥们出卖了。
He was sold by his brothers when he was young.
约瑟他成长啊，他的这个过程啊是跟他哥哥们不一样的。
How he grew up.Was different from his brothers.
他成长，他有属灵的特质，他有这个属灵的品格。
He had spiritual characteristics.
所以，当他们哥哥们能做坏事的时候
，So when his brothers did bad things,
他不加入他们哥哥的行列。
He did not join them.
所以他就把这个哥哥们的恶行啊，报告他的父亲呢。
And he reported their bad behaviors to his father.
他的父亲呢，以后在祝福这些孩子们，雅各在祝福这些孩子们的时候，雅各他说，这个约瑟啊，是与众弟兄啊不一样的。
So in the end, when Jacob blessed all his children, he said, Joseph is different from all his brothers.
那不一样就是 separate， 不一样就是分别出来，就跟弟兄们分别为圣，这是不一样的。
He is separate from his brothers.
所以他在小时候就有这个神的观念。
Since he was young, he had the concept of God.
也就是他敬畏神啊。
That means he feared God.
他的内心有神。
He had God in his heart.
所以就是他被卖到了埃及。
He was sold to Egypt.
但是他仍然把神呢、哦，把神他所敬拜的这位神，把他父亲所敬拜的神啊，就带到埃及去。
Still, he carried with him, the God his father and he feared to Egypt.
那我们刚刚读过这个神呢、啊，就是也是一个磐石啊。
We just read that.God is also the rock.
So David, he 祷告说啊，主啊，你是我的磐石啊。
So David prayed to Lord, said, Lord, you are my rock.
说神就是磐石。
God is rock.
啊，这个磐石啊，就跟着他，跟着他，哦，啊，他走到哪里去就跟着他。
The rocks followed Joseph wherever he went.
所以啊，神使他在埃及的人面前啊蒙恩啊。
And God has met him.Receive favors in the eyes of Egyptians.
说当他啊被卖到埃及的时候
，when he was sold to Egypt，
说被卖到这个有钱的有地位哈、啊，这个当官的人家
，he was sold to a high level officers，
叫波提法的家，
Potiphar's house。
那我们想想啊，他刚去的时候一定是很辛苦啊。
We can imagine that.In the beginning, his life must be miserable.
第一个，他要面对语言的问题啊。
First thing he faced would be the language challenging.
好像我们假设在中国大陆、在马来西亚、在台湾不学英文，那忽然之间移民到美国来，哎，怎么办呢
？If we come from Taiwan, China, Malaysia, and do not know English at all, and suddenly we live in U.S.
是吧？很不方便哈。
There will be a lot of difficulties.
啊，有的人说我们是像哑巴一样，也不会说英文，来这里像哑巴。
A lot of people say we are like mute, you know, because we do not understand English at all.
那我们看到约瑟也是一样，约瑟他当到埃及地的时候，他不会说埃及话。
So was the situation of Joseph when he went when he was there, he did not know how to speak Egyptian.
他刚去的时候一定是被人欺负的，因为他是最新的新手哈，我们都是老教这个。老鸟就欺负菜鸟，老都会欺负新手了。
So we can imagine in the beginning, because he was new, other people will take advantage of him.
那真是很辛苦啊。
A lot of hardship.
他可能会哭啊。
He may cry.
但是呢，神跟他同在。
But God was with him.
使他所做的事情啊，百事顺利。
So that everything he did, he had success.
那他怎么会百事顺利？
Why did he have success in everything he did?
那我们刚刚说他因为有神啊。
We just say that because he had God. God was with him.
那神跟着他，神的恩惠跟着他。
God's grace was with him.
就神的本性啊，我们要注意，不要是说神的，神的本性也跟着他。
The divine nature of God was with him.
就是神善良的本性也跟着他。
The good nature of God was with him.
那善良就是不会抱怨啊。
That means he does not complain.
所以当他被卖到这个波提法家中的时候，做奴仆的时候呢，他也不会抱怨了。
When he was sold to Potiphar's house to be a slave, he did not complain.
他没有告诉当时那些其他的同伴说：“你们知道我在我爸爸家是有彩衣穿的嘿，哦，我在我爸爸家是不一样的嘿，是天天有肉可以吃，什么很享受啊，没有做过苦工啊，来这里哇，你看还要做这个苦工，你们还欺负我。”他没有这样说了，太长了是吧
？He didn't tell people over there saying, "Hey, I lived a rich life. I had lots of meat and food to eat, and I have a beautiful clothes to wear. I've never done any hard labor work." And coming here, you guys all take advantage of me.
他一点抱怨都没有。
No, he did not say that.
他是顺着环境，他顺着神的旨意，他顺着神让他走到这个地步，他顺着这个环境。
He became adaptive in the environment that God provided him.
所以我们俗语说，这个顺天则昌啊，逆天则亡。
In Chinese proverb saying, if you follow whatever situation given to you, you are you will prosper. Otherwise, you will diminish.
当时的约瑟，只要他逆天，他想要逃亡的话，啊，就是让他逃亡成功的，逃亡啊，他可能会死在半路上啊。
Let's imagine if Joseph had tried to escape or escaped successfully, he may have died in the midway.
神的应许啊，让他以后成功，怎么去成功？没办法。
He couldn't be successful.
所以他比较顺着这个环境。
Therefore, he had to follow and accept the environment.
因此，我们也是要顺着这个环境啊。
Therefore, we should do the same.
不要抱怨。
Stop complaining.
每一个艰苦的环境都是神要让我们学习的一个机会。
Every hardship is the opportunity God gives us to learn.
有个姐妹啊，她在一个小公司上班呢。
什么？
有个姐妹在一个小的公司上班。
小
公司。
A sister works in a small company.
哇，那个小的公司上班老板啊，要他什么事都做啊，要他做这个，他本来是做会计的啊，要叫他什么打字，哇，他哪里会打字？他刚开始两个说叫咚咚咚咚，哎哇，很辛苦。
The boss asked her to do everything possible, such as accounting or typing, and she just used one finger to type.
就开始有点抱怨了。
So she complains a little bit in the beginning.
后来还是没办法，要因为很多东西要打出来，她说练习怎么打字比较快。
But later on, she practiced the typing.
啊，经过几年时间以后
，After a few days,
哇，她都打得很快的。
She types quickly.
哦，那后来这个小公司啊，生意不好，哎，关门。
Eventually, this small company closed the shops.
啊，她必须要重新找事。
And she has to find another job.
哇，现在找事嘛，她不但会会计嘛，她还会打字，打得很快。
And now she not only knows the accounting, but also a good typist.
啊，现在职务呀，不但说你要会会计，还要会打字，所以她就没问题啊，她打得很快的。
And there's a position requiring the knowledge of accounting and also typing.
所以现在她回头看，哇，这个是恩典路啊。
So he got a job, and looking back, she got a job, and looking back, she believes this is the way of grace.
So she endured the situation and keep learning, enduring the situation.
She endured the situation and kept learning.
那就是不忍耐，她跑了，她逆了这个环境，她就没机会学习怎么打字了。
If she did not endure the situation and quit the job, then she would not have acquired the skill of typing.
所以我们不要想说啊，这个约瑟摆设顺利，哇，神祝福他，其实不是，他经过很多的艰难，他也经过很多的学习呀。
So on the surface, we may feel that, Joseph was lucky with God's bless and favors, but in reality, he must have tried very hard to learn.
他把神的恩惠啊带入波提法家中，带入埃及地。
He carries God's grace into.The household of Potiphar.
也就是他把神的本性啊带入迦南地。
He brought with him the very nature of God.
那约瑟呢，也把神啊带入监牢里，监狱里。
Joseph, in another situation, also brought God's nature into jail.
那监狱呢，他被关进去了，不是他做错什么事情呢
？He went to the prison not because of his fault.
他是被冤枉的。
He was falsely accused.
那一样，他也是有理由可以抱怨呢、啊。
Likewise, he had every reason to complain.
啊，在那里发牢骚。
Keep complaining.
啊，但是呢，他没有啊。
But he did not do that.
还是顺着环境在那里学习。
Instead, he endured the situation and learned.
啊，学习怎么管理犯人呢、啊？犯人那么多，怎么去管理他们？
Learned how to manage the fellow prisoners.
所以他在里头很认真做事情呢。
He works very hard and diligently.
这个管监狱的人呢，就把所有的事情呢，干脆让他管了、啊，因为他管得很好。
So the warden decided to let him take care of everything.
所以他是利用每一个机会啊，在学习。
He used every opportunity to learn.
然后神呢，就使他百事顺利。
Therefore, God made him succeed in everything he did.
So we 看他哈，他是把神的恩典啊，把神的本性啊，带入到每个角落。
He brought God's nature and grace to wherever he goes.
主，我们是要告诉我们下一代一样啊，连我们自己大人都是一样的、啊、我们自己大人也是一样啊，顺着环境。
We should do the same thing.
啊，不是只要求我们的孩子这样做，我们大人也是要。
We should not just ask our kids to do the same, but not us.
把神的本性啊带入到每个角落，我们人生的每个角落。
We all have to bring God's grace and nature.
那保罗也是一样。
In our life.
保罗把基督的平安、啊、带入到监狱里头。
Likewise, Paul also brought God's peace into prison.
所以能够让犯人跟禁主、啊、感受到神的同在。
So that the jailers and other prisoners felt the grace and the presence of God.
那事实上神是经常跟着我们的。
In reality, God is with us all the time.
只要我们愿意啊，持守在他的爱中，持守在他的恩典中，他会经常随着我们的脚步。
As long as we hold on to His love, God will be with us all the time.
啊，有一点呢、啊，这个清源神训班啊结束以后
there was one year at the end of youth theological training, YTS.
那结束以后啊，我说跟我太太、啊、我们就开车啊，开车啊，那个车子是啊，一位弟兄哈、啊、奉献给这个凤凰城教会。
Okay, at the end of the event,、my wife and I drove a car which was donated、by a brother to Phoenix Church.
那我们去下大峡谷啊、先玩哈、啊，参观，然后再开车回凤凰城教会。
We drove to Grand Canyon to visit, and after that, we drove back to Phoenix Church.
那大峡谷那里的地形啊，就是有高有低呀、啊。
The terrain in Grand Canyon is up and down.
因为它是一个峡谷，它是山呢、啊。
It's a canyon between mountains.
啊，其实啊，我们。从凤凰城开车到我们加州参加神训班的时候、啊、那个一路上、啊、那个车子、啊、已经会开在高速上，开在高速公路上会抖动，会这样子抖动。
Okay. When we drove the car from Phoenix to California to attend NYTS, on the highway, the car we already felt the car shooks on the highway.
那因为那个车子、啊、是比较重型、啊、比较大比较高，所以我就跟我太太讲说，大概是这个是重型车子、啊、大概、它本来就这样子会开起来会抖动的。
The car is kind of heavy and big, so I try to explain to my wife that with this car, this type of heavy car, it is how it drives, how it feels.
我太太说可能有问题哦。
My wife said.Probably there are problems.
我说大概这个我们以前都是开小车嘛，这个大车大概本来就这样子。
I say, I don't know. Probably the big car behaves this way.
所以我们就开到了加州参加神训班。
So we arrived in California to attend NYTS.
那神训班以后，我们要去大峡谷啊参观去玩。
So after that, we drove the car to Grand Canyon.
在大峡谷啊，要出大峡谷那边啊，我们已经没有油的时候，我们在一个加油站哈。想要加油。
We stopped by a gas station to fill the gas.
那我们刚车子停好。
Once we parked the car,
有位先生啊，就面向我们走过来啊。
A man approaching us.
他说啊，你的这个轮胎啊，你这个轮胎都快爆胎了。
Said, you almost have a flat tire.
你要赶快换。
You better change the tire.
那我们在想说，哎。那可能对啊，因为轮胎都已经快磨平了哈，啊有问题啊，已经快失去平衡了，所以难怪车子在走的时候会抖动。
And we took a look and saw the tires was pretty worn out and lose the balance, and maybe that explains why when we drove it, it shook.
那感谢主，我们车子都还没停好，就才刚停好，他就走向我们了，好像是专门在等我们说，哎。你的车这个轮胎有问题啊。
Thank God, it seems that this man was there waiting for us to tell us this thing.
啊，所以我们就换轮胎。
So we changed tire.
啊，换轮胎换了以后，开了就不会抖动了。
After that, the car, the driving was very smooth.
啊，说真的是轮胎的问题。
It was really the problem of the tire.
我也是很感谢主啊，不知道那个人为什么我们才刚停好，他就走向我们来说你的轮胎有问题。
Thank God, and we did not know why the man was particularly there to tell us this thing.
所以有些时候真的是神哦，都是在默默的保护我们，在跟随着我们，像灵磐石一样在跟着我们。
God's always with us and following us.
那巴西有位卢姐妹哈。
There was a sister Lu in Brazil.
她跟她的妹妹啊住在一起。
Who lives with her sister?
那边两个姐妹这个大家个性不一样。
Two sisters have different personalities.
有时候会争吵啊。
Therefore, they quarrel sometimes.
那后来卢姐妹她来信主的时候
，When Sister Lu believed in Christ,
那我就问她说：“你信了主以后跟信主以前有什么不一样
？”I asked her, "What's the difference before and after you believe in God?"
啊，她说：“哎，这个忍耐度啊增强。”
She says, "I'm more able to endure." Situation.
所以他能够跟他的妹妹啊，现在没事啊，现在相处都很融洽。
Therefore, she is able to live with her sister more comfortably.
那问他说，是不是你的妹妹改变了？
Did your sister change?
说没有啊。
No.
还是一样。他的妹妹脾气还是没有变。
Her sister keep her personality the same.
而是他改变。
Instead, is Sister Lu changed.
但是她改变，她不知道她改变了。
She did not notice her change.
因为圣灵帮她改变。
Because Holy Spirit changed.
圣灵能力啊，让她慢慢改变，她自己不觉得。
The Holy Spirit helped her to change gradually.
可能她妹妹啊，能够感受得到啊。
Probably her sisters will take a notice of that.
这个也是神的恩惠啊。
This God's grace also.
所以我们要持守在神的殿中啊。
Therefore, we have to hold on to God's temple.
我们看诗篇。
Turn to Psalm.
诗篇二十七篇。
27.
诗篇二十七篇。
Psalm 27.
第四节。
Verse 4.
诗篇二十七篇的第四节。
Psalm 27, verse 4.
那有一件事啊，我曾求问神，我现在呢仍然要寻求，就是一生一世住在神的殿中，仰望他的荣美，在他的殿里求问。第五节。
Five。
那为什么要住在神的殿中呢？第五节啊，因为我遭遇患难，他并暗暗的保守我啊，暗暗的我们看到暗暗，有时候我们不觉得的，暗暗的保守我，在他亭子里。把我藏在他的帐幕的隐秘处，将我高举在磐石上。那大卫呢？他很喜欢住在神的殿。
David loved to dwell in the house of the Lord。
啊，就是现在还是在寻求能够有这个机会啊，住在神的殿中。
And he is still seeking the opportunity to live in the house of the Lord。
啊，为什么呢
？Why？
他瞻仰他的荣美啊。在殿里求问
，so that he can gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek Him in His temple，
就是能够得到神的恩惠
，so that he can get God's grace。
因为在患难的时候啊，会保守
，because he will be kept safe in the day of trouble。
那当然，我们想说保守，就是在困难啊，在患难的时候能够免于啊危险。
Keep him safe meaning。We won't encounter the danger in the day of trouble.
啊，当然这是对的哈，这神的确他会保护我们啊，免于灾难，免于危险。
This is true because God will preserve us from the danger.
他在最主要的保守我们是在神的恩中、神的道理上哈来保守我们。
But the most important thing is, He will preserve us in His words and His way.
我们来看彼得后书。
Let's turn to Second Peter.
彼得后书。
Second Peter.
啊，第一章。
Chapter 1.
彼得后书第一章第三节。
Verse 3.
彼得后书
Second Peter
第一章第三节
Chapter 1 verse 3，
神的神能已经将一切关乎生命和金钱的事赐给我们，皆因我们认识那用自己荣耀和美的招我们的主。第四节，因此他已将他已将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们，叫我们既然脱离世上从情欲来的败坏，就要得与神的性情有份。第五节
Five.
但正因为这个缘故呢，你们要分外的殷勤有了信心又要加上德性，有了德性又要加上知识，有了知识又要加上节制，有了节制又要加上忍耐，有了忍耐又要加上前进。第七节
Seven.
那有了前进呢，又要加上爱弟兄的心，有了爱弟兄的心又要加上爱众人的心。第八节
Eight.
你们若充充足足有这几样，就必使你们在认识我们的主耶稣基督上不至于闲赖不结果子。第九节
Nine.
人若没有这几样，就是瞎眼，只是看近处忘了他旧日的罪已经得了洁净。第十节
Ten.
所以弟兄们应当更加殷勤，使你们所蒙的恩召唤坚定不移，你们若这样行就永不失脚。第十节，这样必叫你们丰丰富富的得以进入我们主救主耶稣基督永远的国。这是提到我们在神的神性上慢慢进步。
This mentions us.We will gradually improve in the divine nature.
神要我们跟他的性情有份。
God wants us to participate in the divine nature.
所以主是帮我们洗脚说我若不洗你的脚，你就与我无份了。
Therefore, Jesus will wash our feet. He says, without that, you have no part in me.
让就是能够在神的性情上有份。
So that we can participate in divine nature.
也就保证我们有一个很丰盛的生命力。
So that we have a rich life.
那以后呢，能够很丰丰富富的得以进入神的国。
So that we will receive a rich welcome into the eternal kingdom.
那神的神性有哪些我们可以追求的？
What kind of a nature we can seek for?
因为这个是神的恩典的一部分呢。
This is part of God's grace.
那第一个就是殷勤。
The first is
diligence.难道第十节说你们应当更加殷勤？
第十节
第十节。
Verse 10 says, you have to be more eager to do things.
你看到这个刚开始也是提到殷勤，那后来也是谈到殷勤。
Diligence is mentioned in the beginning and in the end.
那殷勤就是要很认真、很紧急的去做了。
Meaning you do things very hard.
所以我们听了很多道理。
We listen to a lot of a sermon.
那只要是没有去做，没有殷勤的去做的话，那这个道理啊，跟我们就没有什么益处啊。
If we do not diligently exercise the words, then it's useless.
这个道理啊，对我们来说啊，顶多是一种知识而已。
The words is wisdom for us.
可是道理要实行出来以后，才会变成我们生命的一部分呢。
But practicing the words will become part of our life.
那道理不行的话，就没有生命。
Without execution, there's no life.
所以我们要去把神的本性就做出来、行出来。
So we have to practice the God's nature.
圣经也说，我们听了道理以后能够行的话，在我们所行的事上就能够蒙福气。
If we can practice what we heard from the sermon, then we will be blessed.
所以就是第一个就是要殷勤呢。
So the first thing is be diligent.
尤其我们今天年轻人，很多人比较喜欢晚起床睡得很晚才起床。
A lot of youth like to get out of bed late.
太晚起床的话，还有多少时间可以吃早餐可以读圣经，可以祷告，就没有什么时间的。
In that case, you won't have a lot of time to eat your breakfast and study Bible.
有时候上班要上学都快来不及了，还有时间吃早餐，还有时间来读圣经祷告，当然是没时间。
You will even be late for the school and work, not mention study the Bible.
所以神特别，你看到两次刚开始到结束都是说要更加殷勤
So here's God points out twice to to be diligent.
要早点起床啊。
Wake up early.
啊，早点起床。我们看那个旧约时代的那些古圣徒啊，都很早就起床啊。
Look at in Old Testament, those prophets woke up very early.
啊，当然早起床有很多这个身体上的好处啊。
Waking up early has a lot of physical benefits.
早起床能够去呼吸新鲜空气啊。
Such as breathing the fresh air.
啊，你就可以祷告哈，然后读圣经，你就知道今天要做什么事情了。
You pray and study and schedule your daily activity.
好像主耶稣一样啊，主耶稣他很早就起床了，就去祷告。
Like Jesus, he woke up very early and pray.
祷告完以后呢，他今天的 schedule 都已经排好了。
After that, he knows what he was going to do.
他就有今天的工作目标。
He knew the goal of the day.
所以我们早点起床。
So let's wake up early.
我们祷告以后。
After praying.
也就我们的工作目标有我们人生目标啊。
So that we have a clear view of our life goal.
我们在工作上班也有工作目标。
In the company when we work, we have a schedule to meet.
我们有一个属灵的目标。
We should have a spiritual schedule.
所以要殷勤。
So let's be diligent.
大人跟小孩都是一样，要殷勤。
That's true to both kids and adults.
那其他的还有，什么信心啊，啊，知识啊。
Other things like faith, self-control, knowledge.
啊，这些都是我们可以去努力的。
All these things, we can strive to achieve.
可以去练习。
We can practice.
比如这个节制嘛，从小事上来练习。
Such as self-control, we can try it from at the small matters.
比较中餐呢，我们可能会煮得很好吃的中还是晚餐啊，中餐是禁止祷告啊，晚餐结束的时候可能会加菜啊，很多东西可以吃。
For example, our lunch meal and the dinner, especially for dinner, we cook more.
我们节制就从吃的哈。从吃的事上，我们现在练习节制。
And we can practice self-control in taking in the meal.
啊，不是好吃的东西啊，就吃了两三盘，一大盘，哎，好多啊。
We do not take in two or three plates just because the food is good.
啊，也不是去那个什么buffet 的 all we can eat， 哦，吃了很多。
Or we do not go to the all you can eat buffet to eat a lot.
那当然有些这个小孩子说啊，这样子不吃的话浪费金钱。
Some may think if we do not eat a lot, we really waste our money.
啊，其实啊，我们要练习节制啊，从小事情开始练习。
Actually, it is more beneficial for us to practice self-control.
那练习忍耐。
And we practice our perseverance.
那练习爱弟兄的心。
We practice to love brothers and sisters.
这些事情都是要练习的。
All these are for us to practice.
不练习的话，就变成一种口号。
Without practice, it becomes slogan.
要殷勤，最主要是殷勤，赶快的。
Let's be diligent and do things quickly.
我们主要是有这个神的性情。
As long as we have God's nature,
我们就很丰富的生命力。
Then we will have a rich life.
我们保守在神的爱中。
We'll get hold on to God's love.
保守在神的教会当中。
We will dwell in the church of God.
那教会是一个很特别的团体。
A church is a special organization.
在教会里头，大家能够互相服侍。
In the Old Testament, everybody can help each other.
能够互相帮助。
Help each other.
就是有些时候我们比较软弱。
Sometimes we are weak.
但是有人会用温柔的心把我们挽回过来。
Some other members may restore our faith gently.
一般社会上有些时候你做错了，有时候老板会骂你呀。
In the society or company, if you did the wrong thing, you will get punished.
但是在教会里不一样啊。
But in church, things are different.
因为神告诉我们啊，有人走岔路的话，要用温柔的心啊，把他们挽回过来。温柔的心。
Because Bible say that if members go astray, we should take care of him gently with love.
所以我们不能够离开教会的。
We should not leave church.
因为软弱的时候，有人会温柔的心把我们挽回过来。
Because when we are weak, other members will restore our faith gently.
能够持守在神的教会当中，神的爱中。
We'll dwell in the love of God.
我们就要神的性情。
We should acquire God's
nature. 我们就要有很丰盛的生命力。
So that we'll have a rich life.
那这个性情啊，是最宝贵的。
God's nature is most precious.
有时候我们会说啊，你很有福气啊，你的孩子很乖。
Sometimes we say to people, you're really lucky because your kids behave very well.
你很有福气啊，你娶到一个好太太，这个很温柔。
You are lucky. You have a good wife because she is tender.
所以人们就称赞这个属灵的品格，就是一种福气呀。
So people view spiritual characters as a blessing.
所以这个是正是我们要去认识、要去追求的属灵的品格、属灵的性情。
All these are things we should pursue after.
啊，这样子我们就能够丰丰富富进入神的国。
So that we can enter into the eternal kingdom richly.
啊，找唱诗。
Let's sing him.
187首。
187.